It's Tuesday, April 21, 2026.
When do you think it's realistic for Americans to expect that gas will go back to under $3 a gallon?
Economists warn high fuel prices could trip the world into global recession.
This would be devastating to the wilderness.
Senate Republicans vote to strip protections from Minnesota's pristine boundary waters. Plus, Wednesday is Earth Day, celebrating the only planet in the known universe capable of supporting life.
Planet Hollywood?
Planet Earth.
All of those stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Gas prices are sky high, but our Secretary of Energy, Chris Wright, is confident that whatever the president is doing is good, even if it isn't.
God bless President Trump's agenda and willingness to pivot. Just because it looks like we're going the wrong direction does not mean that's the direction we're going.
Trump administration summed up in one sentence. This is your Green News Report.
This is why his wife won't drive with him.
Okay, Desi Doyen, I guess this year the news is about nothing but energy. But not in a good way.
No, it is not. As we go to air, Iran has closed the Strait of Hormuz again. Donald Trump has ordered the U.S. military to blockade the strait, and there's no end to the conflict in sight.
Yay!
Trump also threatened again to bomb all of Iran's power plants and bridges, which international law experts say would take out desalination plants, hospitals, and vital civilian infrastructure, likely a war crime. The BBC reported Monday, a senior Iranian parliament member vowed that Iran will never cede control of the Strait of Hormuz. Economists in the Financial Times warned that no matter when the Iran war ends, soaring fuel prices and supply chain disruptions will continue to ripple across the global economy and cause long-term financial strain for U.S. voters. The International Monetary Fund warned that high fuel prices increase the risk of the U.S. and the global economy tipping into recession. The New York Times reports that the Asia-Pacific region has been hit harder and faster by the conflict than officials and experts expected, suffering multiple supply chain bottlenecks, not just shortages of key ingredients to manufacture products, but all plastics, which are made from oil, raising the global cost of plastic products and packaging.
So we're going to be paying for that increased cost as well.
For a long time to come. Here in the U.S., the average price of gas nationally remains above $4 a gallon, according to AAA. Trump Energy Secretary Chris Wright admitted that gas prices could remain high into 2027.
When do you think it's realistic for Americans to expect that gas will go back to under $3 a gallon?
I don't know. That could happen later this year. That might not happen till next year.
Translation, he has no idea.
Yep. And meanwhile, the price of the sun and the wind remains zero. In Congress, late last week, the Republican-controlled U.S. Senate, in an unprecedented move, voted to overturn a ban on copper sulfide mining near Minnesota's pristine Boundary Waters Canoe Area, one of the most popular wilderness areas in the country. And Republicans twisted the law to do it. It's a major victory for a Chilean mining company, which will sell the extracted copper to China. Public lands advocate Jim Pattis told the Green News Report, the fight is not over yet.
Fortunately, the state of Minnesota has a say in this. Because of the way that surface mineral rights and all kinds of things work, the state of Minnesota still has to grant this mine some permits. And I think the state of Minnesota, they're not going to be doing that.
Yeah, the state of Minnesota is pretty good at pushing back at the federal government.
Monday marked the 16th anniversary of the BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico.
Happy anniversary.
The largest offshore oil spill in world history. BP's Deepwater Horizon oil rig exploded, killing 11 men, sank on Earth Day, and spewed oil for 87 days, with massive impacts on wildlife and the Gulf's fishing and tourism industries. A few weeks ago, the Trump administration undid major Obama-era reforms to offshore oil and gas safety oversight. On Monday, Gulf and environmental groups sued the administration for approving BP's new ultra-deepwater oil drilling project in the Gulf.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Finally, Wednesday, April 22nd, is the 56th annual Global Earth Day celebration. Launched in 1970 when 20 million Americans took to the streets to protest against unchecked industrial pollution and environmental destruction. This year's theme is Our Power, Our Planet, highlighting how environmental progress is achieved through persistent, sustained action, not just on Earth Day, but every day.
And, of course, every day is Earth Day on the Green News Report.
Yep.
For much more on all of our stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.